Rasi Magna. Magna means submerged. Ras. And this Ras. This Ras Magna. He was merged in this mellow. Interesting how. Once I was, as I said in Kartik, it would be nice to take Prabhupada's word for word and write a new translation of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In other words, Prabhupada, he translated it, I suppose, I don't even know. But he gave this translation, which we read, personally merged in this consciousness. He translated, e rase magna. But in his word for word, he says, merged in this mellow. Rasa, mellow. So you could take the word for word and then make a new make a translation for each verse. In many cases, or most cases, the word for word is actually more accurate in terms of the Bengali. The English word for word is more accurate, representation of Bengali. The Prabhupada, in his own realization, he wanted to present it in a particular way, so he chose. But you can make a whole new Chaitanya Charitamrita, also translation by Srila Prabhupada. I thought, I may do it in my old age, just for my own use. That's for fun. It's kind of a captivating thing. And besides that, you really get absorbed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. At least certain chapters I may do. And then someone says, oh, what did you do? I did. Like if I give you some cement and some bricks and some water, and then I come back and I see a house or I see a temple. I say, what did you do? What did you do with my bricks? What did you do with my bricks and cement? I had this big, all the 100 bags of cement here and then all this water and all the 10,000 bricks. Now you made this temple of Krishna. What do you do? Hey! So all I did was, this is your temple. This is your temple. You gave these things. So if I, of course people go crazy, but if I took these words that Prabhupada's giving and his word for word and I made a new translation, just with the English, people say, what is this? You took these things and made this? This is, you know what I'm saying? But it's only Prabhupada. I didn't add anything. I didn't add or subtract anything. I just put the pieces together. So this is, Mahaprabhu was always thinking of the pastimes. So then, this is interesting. Yesterday we were in Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, remember? Nano Dhyane Bhakta Sange Brindavan Lila Indra Jumna Sarovare Kare Jala Kela. There were many gardens near the Gundicha temple, and Mahaprabhu and his devotees used to perform pastimes of Vrindavan in each of them. In a lake named Indradumna, he sported in the water. So everywhere, like we say, oh, this is Indradumna Lake. So we're seeing that externally, this is Indradumna Lake. And it's named after King Indradumna, and this is Gundicha. It's named after his wife. His wife's name was Gundicha. So the temple is called Gundicha. There's a garden there. But when Lord Chaitanya came here with the devotees, he said, oh, look, it's Radhakund. So this is Radhakund, and this is Madhyankal. It's noontime. It's 11:30 in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's Madhyan time, and it's 1 o'clock. More specifically, it's about, I think, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They have their water pastimes. So then in that bhav, they would enter this Indrajuna Sarovar, and they would start splashing water. So then all the different devotees would assume their Vrindavan bhavs, Vrindavan identities. Nityananda would assume the mood of Ananga Manjari, and Surav Damodar would assume the mood of Lalita Sakhi. So you can imagine it was just a bunch of Sakhis and Manjaris frolicking in Radhakund, splashing water on each other. It says they enacted Vrindavan Lila. This is Vrindavan Lila. It's Sakhis and Manjaris and Krishna, in terms of Madhurya Bhav. So Lord Chaitanya is always surrounded by his Antaranga Bhaktas. His Antaranga Bhaktas, they're all Manjaris and they're all Sakhis. So this is the thing, that we're not in Vrindavan, apparently, we're separated, but our bhav should be there. So wherever we're moving, as we were mentioning in that temple the other day, this is Vipralamba Kshetra, wherever we're moving, we should see all the lakes and the trees and everything as a stimulant or an excitant, an udipan, to remind us of Vrindavan. Oh look, Radhakund, oh look, it's like this. You see Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, when they grew up in a village, they, from their very childhood, they turned their entire environment that they lived in, they turned it into Vrindavan. They didn't say, this is this lake or that lake. They had a Radhakund in there. There was some lake there, they called that Radhakund. They called someplace else Shamakund. Even from their childhood, they already merged in this Vrindavan consciousness. Like when kids play, they make up all kinds of crazy things from the television or something. But when they would play and they say, oh, let's pretend this is Govardhan Hill. And then they would enact all these pastimes. So Mahaprabhu was fully merged in this kind of consciousness. It says, magna. Magna means merged. It says, e rase magna prabhu apan. He remained personally. So this is the advantage. This is the magnetic quality of this dham, this Sri Kshetra, Purushottam Kshetra. We can say, to make it combine the two, we can say Sri Purushottam Kshetra. Because then, if we keep it only Sri Kshetra, then we have Sri, Radharani, Radhika, and Virahabhav, or rather Krishna and Virahabhav. And Purushottam is Krishna, Leela Purushottam. And Lord Chaitanya is Prem Purushottam. So if you combine the two, then you have Sri Purushottam Kshetra Ki Jai. So then you have Radha and Krishna together. Purushottam Krishna and Sri Radharani. So therefore, this place is like a magnet. And a magnets have the power to draw or to pull. They pull objects towards, they pull specific objects towards themselves. Especially iron filings or pieces or nails, some iron nail. So this dham has the ability to pull our consciousness to Vrindavan through the magnetic attraction of separation. So all of these places are like, they have magnetic power. So if we go there and we think, all we have to do is think. By thinking, then our bhav becomes ironized. By thinking, our bhav becomes ironized, or our thoughts become ironized by thinking of Vrindavan. Thinking, oh, this is Indrajuna Sarovar, okay, there's an itihas. There's some itihas, but actually this is Gaur's place of Gaur's Leela. And Gaur's Leela is nothing but Braj Leela. Gaur reaching out to Vrindavan. This is Sri Purushottam Kshetra. Gaur is reaching out to Vrindavan. How is he reaching out to Vrindavan? He's reaching out with his heart. Krishna's reaching out with his heart. Or rather, Radha's reaching out with her heart. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Krishna kahan? Oh, this lake. Oh, is this Radhakun? Yes, this is Radhakun. Oh, these are the kunjas of Vrindavan. Yes, these are the kunjas of Vrindavan. This is Govardhan Hill. Yes, this is Govardhan Hill. This is Yamuna. Yes, this is Yamuna. No, this is the Bay of Bengal. Bay of Bengal? I see Yamuna. Kalindi Maharani Ki. And then they jump inside. So he was thinking like this, and then this Kshetra is pulling him to Radharani's feet, to Krishna's feet. So we're following in his line, we're coming here, going to these places. So we can pray to each of these places, please reveal your form as Radhakund. Indrajuna Sarovara, Narendra Sarovara. It's an interesting note. When you travel around Braj Mandal and you see some Sarovara or some lake somewhere, and then you don't know the name and maybe it's not something that's in some book, guidebook. So you ask some local person, some local Brijvasi. See, what is the name? We always want names. We're creatures of names. We want names for everything. We want to categorize it. Everything has to be categorized. Because that's the way we are. We're linear. Our minds work like computers, binary computers. Everything's very linear. This is the Western mentality. Everything's very linear, very sequential and logical. Everything has to fall into place. So when you approach transcendence, then you have to transcend logic. That's why Jiva Goswami explains in Sandarvas, you have to understand the principle of Chintya Shakti, that God has the power to do the impossible, make the possible impossible or the impossible possible. Achintya Shakti, inconceivable potency. Potency that abilities and powers that transcend logic and transcend reason. So this is the ornament or the Bhushanam of God, Bhagavan Bhushanam, the ornament of Bhagavan. So when you ask the Brijvasi, what's the name? Because being creature, we want names for everything. Oh yes, I went here and I saw this. It's, the name is this. What does it mean? What is the meaning of it? What is the significance of it? What is the ras there? What is the bhav there? What is the leela there? What is the mood there? Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But anyway, this is the name. So whenever you ask some Brijvasi, what's the name? If that Brijvasi is more in Radharani's camp, they'll say, oh, this is Radha Sarovara. And then if you go another half a kilometer down and see another lake in the same village, and you ask the same person or another person, what's the name? You ask the same person, no, this is also Radha Sarovara. But you say, you told me the other one's Radha Sarovara. Yeah. Then you go to a third place and say, what's the name of this? This is Radha Sarovara. And then you find that with this person, every Sarovara in Vrindavan is Radha Sarovara. Then I'll have another bridge boss, see if he's in Krishna Bhav, he's more in Krishna's camp. And you ask the same Sarovara. You point to the same Sarovara and say, what's the name of the Sarovara? You say, oh, this is Krishna Sarovara. I say, acha. But your buddy over there, your cousin, says it's Radha Sarovara. Yeah, for him it's Radha Sarovara, but it's Krishna Sarovara. He said, what's the problem? Radha and Krishna, everything is here, it belongs to them. You know. So in a similar way, when we come to this, Radhakund, I mean, when we come to this Indra-Jubla Sarovara, we should see that, oh, this is Radhakund, or maybe if you're in, or you want to see it as Shamakund. You have two choices around here with all your bodies of water. It can be Radhakund or Shamakund. So if all the, if all these fixed bodies of water, which aren't moving, or don't appear to be moving, at least on one level of perception, then this is either Radhakund or Shamakund, because they don't move. But when it comes to moving bodies of water, then we have to consider the Yamuna, because Yamuna is moving, it's flowing to the ocean. So when you go to the ocean, it's moving. And it's moving here and there with tides. You see the foam is moving this way and that way, and the waves go this way and that way, and then the tides come and go. So it's definitely moving. So then you see some moving body of water, which is dark blue, like Shamsundar's body, like Kalindi, Kalindi. Then you think, oh, Yamuna Mayi Ki Jai. So this is, we should shape our thinking like this. Puri is Vipralamba Kshetra, and it should deepen and enhance our feelings for Vrindavan and Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. Because that's what Gauranga is showing here. So it's good to take little doses. Little doses of separation are good, because they will enthuse or increase the ecstasy of meeting. But the goal is not separation, the goal is meeting. Yes. Oh. Sometimes people say the goal is separation, but no, separation, the goal is meeting, to be together. It's no fun to sit in the corner by yourself. But if you sit in the corner with your girlfriend, it's not bad. Whatever, boyfriend. So therefore, it's separate, but if you're in the corner by yourself, you can't wait to get out. Remember when you're in school and you say, oh, stand in the corner. You're misbehaving. And you're only thinking, oh, I want to be with my friends, I want to be with my friends. And there, and now it's recess, and all during lunch recess you stand in the corner. And every moment standing in the corner feels like 12 years or more. And then outside the window you hear the kids out in the schoolyard, hey, you stupid, give me this. And everyone's yelling, having a good time, you know. And they say, where's Joe? Oh, he's standing in the corner. Oh, that poor guy, you know. He says, oh my God, they're talking about me and all my friends are having a good time. I'm stuck in the corner. So you're really burning in the fire of separation from your friends. Then when you got to see your friends, oh, you made it, all right, oh, come on. And then, so you're, then you have double the enthusiasm for playing. So much enthusiasm. And then you become the life of the party. Because you were separated for so long. Then when you see all your friends, there's a certain ulas that comes, a certain prem ulas. Ulas means a rising, like a rising wave in the heart, a prem ulas that comes when you meet your sanghi, your associate. You feel a thrill in every core of your being. So that's how Radharani feels when she meets Krishna. Every hour feels like 12 years or more. Every moment, nimesha, yugayita nimeshena. Nimesha is the time it takes to blink the eye, 1/60th of a second. 1/60th of a second feels like 4 million years. One yuga. Yuga yitam nimeshena. We can only marvel at the thought of such a mood of separation. Just like sometimes we're together with each other and we feel happiness. Then we're separated and we think, oh, those were good times. We had some good times when we were together. Now we're in the drudgery of 9 to 5. So we'll finish and go on to Gundicha. Now, look at this. Now, these are some of the water pastimes. Mahabhru personally splashed water on all the devotees. They were surrounding him on all sides, and they also splashed the Lord. So we can try to maybe, you know, enact some of these pastimes. Huh? Okay. While in the water, they sometimes formed one circle, then sometimes many circles. While in the water, they used to play cymbals and imitate the croaking of frogs. Rub it, rub it, rub it, rub it, rub it, rub it, Rub it. Well, you do a better one. Can you do that one?
Rivet.
Good tone. My frog is a little bit
frogged up. My frog is a little too froggy. Dui dui jani mele kari jalaran keha hare keha jine prabhu kari darshan. Sometimes two would pair off in the water and they'd fight, and Lord would watch all the fun. And they throw Murari Gupta and Vasudev Datta, they also sported with each other. Srivas Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit, Raghava Pandit and Rakreshwar Pandit, all the pundits were throwing water on each other. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy. He said, Pandit Gambir Dunhe Pramanika Jan Bala Chachalya Kari Karaha Varjan. Tell the Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy to stop their childish play, because they are both learned scholars and are very grave and great personalities. Gambir, very grave. Pandit Gambir, Bala Chanchal. Chanchal, they're acting like, what does it say? Sporting like children. And then, what does Gopinath Acharya say? He's the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Gopinath kahe, Tomar Kripa Mahasindhu, Uchalita Karijobe Tabu Eka Bindu. Gopinath said, I believe the Ek Bindu, one drop of your great mercy, Kripa Mahasindhu, the great ocean of your mercy, one drop has swelled up on them. Uchalita Kare. Meru Mandara Parvat Dubai Jata Tata. Edui Ganda Shoila Ihara Ka Kata. A drop of the ocean of your mercy can drown great mountains like Sumeru and Mandar. Since these two gentlemen are little hills by comparison, it is no wonder that they are being drowned in the ocean of your mercy. Shushka Tarka Kali Kaite Janma Gela Janra Tanre Lilamrita Piao E Kripa Tama Piao. They're drinking the nectar of your Lila. Logic is like a dry oil cake from which all the oil has been extracted. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya passed his life in eating such dry cakes. This is the son-in-law. But now you have made him drink the nectar of transcendental pastimes. It is certainly your great mercy on him. So it goes like this.